This thing on.
And he's here.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So you're back from the festival?
That's right, back from Grunk Festival. It was just a one-dayer.
How'd it go?
Oh, I mean, it was great. I got to Adam Hadaway and the Haunters, who Adam very generously gave me the offer to come in the car and just hang out.
You had to
and
run
I get
off.
There. None of the band knew I was coming. There was no room in the car for me. We had to do the most intense. They were a little hungover. Tetris in the back of the van.
But you had to sit on someone's knee. Didn't
I
you?
Ended up with a bass guitar over my head. I took one for the team. Because I wasn't going to make them any less comfortable than they were going to be with me in the car.
Oh.
But we get there.
Whakatane.
We get there, yeah, Whakatane. And
long ride.
Long ride, 4.5 hours. But we're looking forward to the Haunters actually are playing in the Eastern and the Jordan Luck Band afterwards. They're doing triple duty. And I'm relaxing. So I don't know how much I can say of this on the radio, but I do what you do at a music festival to relax, shall we say. And immediately start relaxing very hard. And then Adam comes up to me and says, do you want to play tambourine in the set? And I go, okay, bro. And he finds a tambourine for me. Everybody's sitting up doing sound check, and it's a big stage. There's all these sound people running around. I'm like a little bit blurry. And I get up and I'm like, so Adam, do you want me to play like one or two songs? Just let me know when you want me to get up. And little beknownst to me, this is in the last 5 seconds of the sound check before they immediately start the set. And Adam just goes, oh, just play the whole thing, bro. Just play the whole set. And I'm like, where do you want me to stand? And he goes like, you know, just back there. And I turn around and the sound guy comes up to me and he goes, oh, yeah, do you need an instrument, Mike? And I was like, yeah, I'm just playing the tambourine. And he plonks me center stage. So for the next half an hour, it's Adam Hadaway and the Haunters and their new percussionist.
And Bad Tam.
Yeah, Bad Tam. I actually, look, honestly, somebody actually used the words in the pocket for me. So I think I played, I think it was one of those situations, you know, like when you play pool after 3 beers, not that I was drinking, but after 3 beers and you're amazing at pool. I haven't heard any recordings, but in my head canon, that's exactly how I played. But I couldn't feel my hand the next morning in between my thumb and my forefinger, and I had a giant tambourine blister. So rock and roll isn't worth it.
Where did they get you to sit on the way home? Did you have a better seat, or you were still under the bass guitar?
I would never sacrifice that seat for the greater good. I would, yes.
Right, well, that's a story for the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's footage, maybe there's not.
Right. Well, I'm glad you made it back in one piece. Yeah, I'd actually quite like to see that, you playing tambourine centre stage.
It was one of the most fun times I've had on stage, at least this year. It was so good.
Right. Okay, well, you've made it back, and this next 2 weeks over this coming week is our very last Demo God for the year.
That's right.
And your Demo God for the last show of the year is a very special one.
That's right. I managed to pull a big one. And we've got Andrew Fagan of many things, including The Mockers, The Ambitious Vegetables earlier on, and his solo stuff. He's known for all of that stuff musically, as well as a huge sailing career. And what seems to me, in my research, to be just a gigantic life. So we've got Andrew on. He's chosen a prompt, and me and him are going to get into the van on Tuesday and write a song together.
Okay, what prompt has Andrew chosen?
Okay, he's chosen the exploration of space.
That makes sense.
It right. does. I feel like I was talking to my dad once, and I was like, would you ever go to space? And he was like, well, I wouldn't want to go to space primarily because there's such interesting things under the ocean.
Oh.
So for Andrew, being such a nautical, aquatic guy, to choose the space one, I can see the similarities.
Might be about aliens.
It might be. Well, that's where you get in the deep sea, don't you? You get the most alien creatures imaginable.
Apparently you do. That's right. Supposedly, yeah. All right, so he's coming to your place?
He is. I haven't. I've fixed the van door enough that I can wrench it open, wrench it closed. But there's a very... I thought about it more and more, and I was hearing about Swirly World, which is his famous boat, which was maybe,
Lost at
60
sea.
Years old when it finally carked out.
Well,
lost at sea when he was attempting a circumnavigation of the globe.
That's correct.
I was thinking about it, and I was listening to him talk about it, and I thought, He's not going to mind getting in the front door of the van and climbing through.
No, that's true.
That's probably going to make him right at home. So I'm not. I think I might actually get him to do the cool little shuffle. You move the big screen TV around, and you open the front door. You pull the seat down, and then you clamber over, and then you're in. And it's a lot more womb-like than having the big sliding door open. So, I mean, look, if he turns it out to be a diva about it, I'll open the door.
So, can you lock the whole thing up?
Yeah, you can lock the whole thing
up. All right, but you've got to get in that way.
Honestly, if somebody wanted to steal something from this van, it would be such a mission. It'd be so confusing.
To get there,
like,
right.
The whole door would fall off and you'd run away. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so you've chosen a couple of tracks. I don't know musically what style you're going to be going for. You'll know that, like, it's a demo and you're going to do it on the fly.
Yep. I'll say what I say to all of my Demo Gods collaborators, that if there's a genre or a style he's always wanted to do, welcome to sort of experiment. But I mean, like, anything in an Andrew Fagan style, I'd be happy to do.
Oh, nice. Okay. And it's been a great year for Demo Gods. We'll talk about it next week, but in the fall, but it's been a wonderful year.
It's been huge.
Yeah, real good. So this particular, a couple of tracks that you've chosen are from a new CD release, Passage of Time, which was the single off it. And this, he opened his show. He's just been on a 20-date tour around the country.
Yeah. Did you go to his show?
I did. I went to the show in Victoria Theatre in Devonport.
How was it?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was a mix of music, theatre. It was very theatrical. Mm-hmm. It was a slideshow, poetry set to music, some very fine reworkings of Mocha's songs, and then the Mocha's songs were done in an acoustic electric guitar from Kurt Shanks of Stella, so joined him on stage. So, yeah, all in all, it was theatre plus.
Great. I was going to say, was it just him on stage? And it sounds like it was until he had Kurt up.
Yeah, so, okay, so this was, I think this opened the show, Messiah from Passage of Time. This is Andrew Fagan, next week's Demo God.
I'm your Messiah. I take the species higher. I'm your Messiah. Oh, don't you call me the liar. Cause I'm your Messiah. I take a species higher. I'm your Messiah. Stand by the fire. Take the species higher. I'm your Messiah. Oh, don't you call me the liar.
BFM with Andrew Fagan and Messiah, who is our demo god for the final show of the year.
Yeah.
Saturday Spring Demo Gods, and getting together this week.
Yeah, that whole album, this one that he's just released. Songs from all throughout his career, I think, but just unreleased thus far. Because I was thinking, the next song, Enjoy the Show, that I'm going to play, I was like to myself, this is very 90s coded, but not in a way that, like, particularly you would expect, like, say, the Mockers to turn into and play that music if they were going during, like, the late 90s. But, and Andrew didn't play guitar in the Mockers, did he?
No.
Just a singer.
Yeah.
But he is a guitarist. It's like, it strikes me as maybe a bit of a Julian Casablancas kind of thing, where you have a cool rock and roll singer who, like, does cool moves, but maybe, you know, can shred the guitar as well, just off stage. Because there's a lot of guitar playing on this album, and there's a lot of, I also think, kind of full-on orchestral vibes or, like, noisy sort of baroqueness. And, maybe that's what Passage of Time, you think that's going to be for, like, 3 minutes when it starts. When I first heard it, I was like, is it going to be this for 3 minutes? But then it settles into, like, a very catchy song. So, I don't know. I'm a fan of the duality.
Right. Well, I have to say that if you've ever seen his guitar, which you no doubt will, it's got a big L sticker on it.
Mm. Is it the one that's got a little amp, little pig nose amp with him? Yeah, I think I actually have seen it. And a crown. I do wonder if he's going to bring his crown and his spritz bottle. If you're listening, Andrew, these are my list of demands.
Crown.
Crown, spritz bottle.
Yep.
Model boat.
Model boat?
You don't have to bring the model boat. Right. Luna.
The dog. Right, okay. Noisy baroqueness it is. Okay, we'll have a great time doing that demo. I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Passage of Time is the actual, this is the record that we're going to play a track off, Enjoy the Show. I was actually trying to think what the prompt was, which was
Exploration
of Space, right. So looking forward to hearing what Exploration of Space what do you think you will actually play anything on this?
Well, I mean, look, I'm always blindsided by how all of my guests on Demo Gods are really raring to go. And I feel like I've always played something, but I'm not sure how much I'll play. Definitely, because it's a collaboration, I'll play something.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right, so this is your choice from Passage of Time, and it's Enjoy the Show.
sanitarium well used dreams. Reality just as it seems. The tapestry of sunken schemes. What the tangle in between.
And that was Passage of Time from Andrew Fagan. And that was, he's going to be my guest on BFM this week on Demigods.
No, that was Enjoy the Show. You're as bad as me.
Oh, yeah, that was Enjoy the Show. I even wrote it down underneath Passage of Time. That was Enjoy the Show. And I do care. I actually wrote Enjoy the Shoe by accident.
Noisy Baroqueness. That was a lovely description. Okay, well, good luck with that. And we'll hear it next Saturday. And you have also picked a track that from somebody by the name of Bickle, just to throw in there before you go.
Yeah, this is my pick of the year, single of the year, Bickle from the States. Bickle makes electronic music on Fruity Loops and is just the most left-field, weird-ass guy, very much feeling himself in these songs. And it's hard to describe, but it's just... this is incredible. I don't actually want to say anything, but it's some of the most imaginative production, some of the strangest, coolest lyrics and melodies. And one of the... I can't spoil this, so I won't even say it, because otherwise you'll look out for it. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Back next Saturday. Have you got a, besides doing that this week, your demo god, have you got a full-on week as well?
Yeah, tonight me and the band, I'm taking my band up to down to Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, and we're playing at Last Place Christmas Party. And then the day after, I'm directing my second music video ever, but our director of photography and gaffer have pulled out, so we're scrambling to find some new ones. But it'll be fine.
Who's that clip for?
That's for Fables again. Oh. Jess has trusted me again, and we're going to the ice skating rink. We shot a previs there the other day, and she fell over and bruised her rib on the ice, but she can still stand around and be filmed, which is all we need from her.
All right. Well, hopefully you survive this very busy week.
Yes, absolutely.
And you'll be back next week. Good luck with finding a DOP. Anybody listening who wants to volunteer, has anybody
absolutely
put their name?
Then we've sussed a camera person, but lighting, gaffer.
The camera person.
Gaffer might be something we really need right now.
Obviously two different people.
Yes, but in the DIY film scene, they can actually be half a person.
Okay, and then I'm going to find out before he goes what exactly state he was in whilst he was playing tambourine.
You'll never find out.
Well, okay. Bickle and Strange Maneuver. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. this thing on.